On the second day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the third day very of nice. Christmas,
Art very Modell nice rejoin to music me, to honor the next guest we have coming up for us. That does bring back some memories back in the day, back in the Cardiac Kids days of the Cleveland Browns. And a key component to that team was the man we are going to talk with right now. And he's been a good friend and really a good friend of this show for since it's been on. He is Don Cockcroft. Don, how you doing, man?
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's good. Good. I lost you there for just a second.
Oh. All right. I hope you at least got to hear the rejoin music that Dave DiNatale played, the little throwback.
I did. Okay. I did. That just, that is, well, actually, as you probably know, because we've had the book out for a couple of years.
Right.
This time of year, I include with anybody that buys the book that song, but we made a DVD out of it, The 12 Days of a Cleveland Brown Christmas. So
nice.
Yeah, I never get tired of hearing that. That was pretty a very special time.
We don't either, and we certainly don't get tired of hearing from you. The book is The 1980 Cardiac Kids, Our Untold Stories. And, you know, Don, I mean, obviously your accomplishments as a kicker for this team is the lasting impression that you have. But this is now a book that's been out for a few years. It's gotten great run, and I got to tell people, I mean, I can say from firsthand and owning a copy myself, this is a beautiful coffee table size big book, but it's not just about the photos, even though those are great. There's great text with it. You put a lot of work into it. You poured a lot into it to kind of give people the behind the scenes of this era. What made, if you had to define, what made the Cardiac Kids eras, besides the success on the field and the excitement of the games, what made it so special in your mind, Don?
Well, it was a lot of things that fell together. And one was what we're hoping for this new team is, you know, in 1979, Sam's second year, Sam Ridigliano, we started winning some ball games, you know, kind of in the Cardiac Kid fashion with only seconds and minutes remaining. We won a few games that year. So we started, you know, it was exciting coming into 1980, the year of the Cardiac Kids. You know, we knew we had something, but we were also competing against, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, a couple Super Bowls, the Houston Oilers, which were a better team than the Steelers that year. And so what made that team, Ozzie Newsome is quoted in the book, is, and, you know, Ozzie's been with championships all of his life in Alabama and high school and the Ravens. But Ozzie said the thing that set that team apart was the unselfish nature of that team. He said he'd never been on a team with more unselfishness than that particular team. But it was, you know, you had to be there to appreciate it. But it was basically, there was a connection with the fans that year again, because we're winning in the last moments. And so it was unselfish. Somebody came through every week. I mean, it was, and that's why I wrote a book about that season. It wasn't the greatest season in Browns history, but it was certainly the most dramatic and one of the most exciting seasons. And as you know, the Cardiac Kids aren't just known in Cleveland. The NFL remembers the Cardiac Kids. It was a special time, a special team.
You talk about the connection with the fans that you guys had at that time, and there are unfortunately a lot of young people who have grown up in Cleveland and have no idea what it's like to have a winning team here with the Cleveland Browns, and hopefully that will change soon. But talk about just how this town gets when the Browns are winning as the Cardiac Kids were.
Oh, my goodness. That year, 1980, we lost our first two ball games. We were distraught and couldn't believe, because again, and the Houston and Pittsburgh won their first two ball games, so we're really behind the eight ball. And again, I can't share all the stories, we don't have time, but we came back. I think we won the next five ball games, and the connection with the fans, the book's dedicated to Cleveland Browns fans. And when you realize the 13th game of that season, 16 games, we beat Houston down in Houston, 27-24. And that put us up one game in a division race with the Pittsburgh and Houston. And we just won the ball game. But when we got back to Cleveland at the airport, there is a reported, you know, they reportedly 10,000 fans in the airport, not outside the airport, but in the airport welcoming us home. And to live through that was quite an experience in itself. And then when we lost to Minnesota, there were still several thousand fans came to the airport. And then we beat Cincinnati in the final game to win the division championship. And again, there was 15,000 people. So, you know, the idea of fans in Cleveland, and I only hope and pray that everybody can hang on and let this team and hope this team comes around and starts winning some football games, and I believe they will.
Don Cockcroft, our guest, former Browns kicker and author, current author, 1980, The 1980 Cardiac Kids, Our Own Untold Stories. Don, before we go any further, people can buy this book where? Give them a breakdown.
Well, we are going to actually, we had a book signing deal in Great Lakes Mall this coming Friday evening about 4 or 5 o'clock. But most, the place to get the book is on my website. It's called the Cardiac with a K, cardiackids.com. Thecardiackids.com.
Okay.
And people can buy a standard book. They can buy a autographed book. And I now added a personalized book. And what I've found, guys, is this is a great Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah.
For anybody, but for Browns fans. And I try to share with people, as somebody just said last week, he said, man, there's no wasted space in this book. 672 pages. Yeah. And there's not a lot of flim-flam. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of great life lessons. As you said, over 650 photos in the book. So
there's no
I'm
doubt.
Proud of it. I'm proud of it.
You should be. You should be. And I speak to you as not only a friend and a person, obviously, who has great interest in the Browns, but as a fellow author. And I know what it takes to put these things together. And they're at some point, more than anything else, not at some point. I think the only point, they have to be labors of love, because you have to, you go into this, okay, yeah, you hope there might be a buck at the end of the day for your, for the fruits of your labor, but the truth of it is you can't think about that when you're doing it. When you're doing it, you're just trying to do a project and something you got your name on, you want to be proud of, and you absolutely should feel that way. And Don, the other thing that you have in terms of perspective here, you've been looking at this Browns team, and the discussion that's been going on is, you know, just where do we go from here and what's next? And you hear a lot of feedback. Well, we see improvement. You see some better talent. You certainly see better coaching. You see areas that are better, except the one place where it does count the most, and that is the record. But at some point, you can maybe feel that a team is going to take a next step. What's your feeling with that regard in this team?
Well, I tell you what, I've had mixed emotions throughout the year. Again, they started off good, and Hoyer comes in and does some things we haven't seen, and Campbell comes in. And I mean, so in simple terms, they've got some talent down there on that football field. We can see that. And until 2 weeks ago, I'd almost given up. I didn't like what I was seeing. And then when they lost that ball game 2 weeks ago to New England, man, I felt so bad, because those guys, they deserve to win that ball game. And I'm not just talking the two touchdowns in the last 30 seconds, but and the questionable call. Those guys fought their butts off to win. And I think they did the same thing this last week. So as long as these guys can keep that attitude and then continue to improve and get some people where they need to get people, they're going to be a better football team, and they're going to win some ball games. So I'm back on the bandwagon of, coach, keep these guys fired up. They got to believe they can win, and once they start winning, winning's going to become a little bit easier. So I'm hopeful like everybody else, but I don't think they're that far off of having a good representative team.
I agree with you there. As a kicker, what did you think last night of what Justin Tucker did, booting a 61-yarder, his sixth field goal of the game last night?
Well, that's a lot of field goals. I had five in one game, and what the kickers are doing today, you know, I'll be honest with you. They changed the football. I mean, I'd like the NFL and I'd like Riddell if they make the football to prove me wrong. You still got to get it through the uprights, but guys, 60, 67, Phil, 13th year in the league, kicked 7 field goals before he leaves here, over 50 his last season. And that doesn't take away. You've got to get it through the uprights, but, the kicking is, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, maybe they need to make the goalposts about 3 feet wide. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what the kid said. He said, these kickers are too good today. They can make it from anywhere.
It changes the game, too. I mean, it changes how you approach things offensively. It was fourth down, and, you know,
they ran a draw.
I mean, they were setting up for a 60-plus yard field goal last night, and, you know, you had to kind of believe your eyes. Your football sensibility tells you, you know, that's a little crazy, but.
Well, even the Browns, you know, when mm-hmm. I mean, I saw the tail end of that, and the thing I look at is, okay, I want to see this kick as I did from the end zone or from behind him, and he kicked that ball so stinking high. I mean, if he'd hit the ball half an inch higher with his foot or an inch higher on his foot, that field goal would have gone through. That's the difference.
Yeah.
But it's really crazy what's going on with the kickers. But hey, we need to give people the cardiac? Yeah, we did.
I was just going to do it again, Don. I'm going to make sure people know about this. The cardiac, and that's cardiac with a K, kids, all one word, .com. Go there and you can purchase this book, as Don Cockcroft mentioned. There's different editions. You can get it unsigned or signed or personalized. 672 pages, 650 photos. Phenomenal book. I'm proud to say I'm an owner and a reader of it. And my guy Don did a great job with it. And I wish you a continued success with that. This is a great, great Christmas gift. And Don, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Well, it's really, guys, always my pleasure. And I appreciate your support for this. And anybody that does buy the book is going to get that DVD that we had made, the 12 Days of a Cleveland Brown Christmas. And also a team photo from 1980. So
Dave Natale is going to play that right now. Just going out. We just got to.
All righty, guys.
All right.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And
happy holidays to you and your family, my friend.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all those who believe.
All right.
All right.
The Dino,
website.
Play it.
Yeah, play that out.
There it is.
The website is thecardiackkids.com, thecardiackids.com. Cardiackkids.com. The 1980 Cardiac Kids quote, "Our Untold Stories" by Don Cockcroft. We'll be back to play a little after further review when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns here on ESPN 850
Sweeping the Nation.
KNR.
On the fourth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me.